What's a leprechaun's favorite prank? A pat trick. Boo! Okay, I got another one for you. What do you call a leprechaun who goes to jail? A leprechaun.
I'm gonna show you how to operate in a spirit.
This is Happy Life Studios.
This message is for you. This message is for you. This message is singular to you. It's not for anybody else. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to get. It's not hard to understand.
Hey, are you happy?
Now that's a great question.
Does your sun set high? Does your sun set high?
Welcome to Happy Life Studios.
What's up, Happy Lifer? My name is Cameron Miller. I'm a good friend of Steve-O, and we've been friends for a long time, been friends for about 20 years. We've known each other for a long time. I've been on his podcast a few times, and we've talked a lot about different things and worked on different projects before. And he is in town with us visiting, but unfortunately, he lost his voice, and it's terrible because he has a podcast coming up, and so I've asked him if I could step in and help him out with it, and he gave me a head nod in approval, and he's nodding his head right now saying that I can continue. So this is great. So I get to fill in as substitute teacher today.
All right, listen up, y'all. I'm y'all's substitute teacher,
Mr. Miller, and I'll be teaching the class.
So don't even think about messing with me. Y'all feel me?
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So that's how it's going to be.
The cool thing, though, is that since Happy Life Studios is the official podcast of the holidays, we get to talk about a holiday, and it happens every year on March 17th. It's St. Patrick's Day. It's a holiday that I really enjoy, that means a lot to me, and I actually got to go to Ireland while I was on my way. We were on a deployment, and we stopped for 2 days in Ireland. And so while we were in Ireland, just quick story, we wanted to kind of do some exploring. We wanted to travel around Ireland and really experience an authentic Ireland visit, you know? So we got in the cab and we told our driver, hey, we want some authentic Irish food. We want some, Irish stew. We want some shepherd's pie. We want corned beef. We want it all. And he says, oh, yeah, I'll take you to the best place. It's my uncle's restaurant. It's the best food in town. You're going to love it. And so we're like, sweet, take us there. So he takes us and he drops us off at this place called Texas Steakout. Texas Steakout. We're a bunch of Americans and we're here in Ireland and we want Irish food. And he takes us to Texas Steakout. And so we're like, well, okay, let's go try it out. So we walk inside, and this place has all these, like, stock photos of cowboys and Indians and, like, the most, like, I don't know, typical American things you can think of, they would have it in there. But then, like, they didn't even have, like, real things that we would have in our restaurants here. They had signs that, like, they thought would appeal to an American, right? So they had a sign in there that says, don't mess with Texas. And then underneath that is the alphabet. So imagine this picture. Don't mess with Texas. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Like, seriously? We couldn't help but laugh as we're in there, just looking around at all these ridiculous photos of these, like, mustache cowboys and all these, like, you know, cowboys with their lassos and everything being crazy. And oh, man, it was so funny. And then we get back to our hotel. And in the lobby, they have a sign that says, welcome visitors. Come join us at our Aloha Fiesta Barbecue. What? Aloha Fiesta Barbecue? That's like three different celebrations in one. Like, what does that even look like? Is that like I don't know, burritos with pineapples and barbecue sauce on it? Like, what the heck is that? Oh, man, it was so hilarious and so funny, but we had a great time in Ireland. We ended up finding a local pub, and everybody told us, while you're in Ireland, you got to drink a pint of Guinness, and so we did that, and it was fun. We had a great time hanging out with the locals and just seeing what their culture was like, and one of the greatest places I've ever been to. Definitely, like, a really good memory of mine. And so anytime St. Patrick comes up in the year, I'm super excited about it. And I love the story of St. Patrick, and there's so many great lessons that we can learn from his life, as we're going to get into. And you'll see that he definitely chose happy even when he didn't need to. And so I'm really excited to share his life and his story with you guys and see how this applies to your own life and how you can find areas in your life where you can choose happy, just like St. Patrick did. So, St. Patrick. All right. I know we hear him a lot and it's associated with an Irish holiday, but get this. St. Patrick wasn't even Irish.
What?
He's from Great Britain. Okay. He's from Great Britain, and his name actually wasn't even Patrick. His real name was Marion Socket. He's living in Great Britain. His name's Mary. Probably got made fun of for it. But anyways, he's 16. And when he was 16, he was kidnapped by raiders from Ireland. And they kidnapped him and took him to Ireland and sold him as a slave. 16 years old. Imagine this, being 16. I tell you what, when I was 16, I had enough problems in my life, right? I was trying to figure out who I was. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. Imagine being 16, going through all that stuff, thinking about that, and then you're plucked out of life and you're thrown into another country that you're not even familiar with. You're in a place you have no idea. You don't know anybody around. You're not familiar with the way they do things there or anything. And you're sold and you're a slave there. So you don't even have any freedoms. You have nothing. Like, you're plucked out of your life and thrown into this life of slavery. I can't even imagine. Like, that's just crazy to think about, that he was a slave at 16. And so he's living his life as a slave. He's doing hard labor. He's working hard. And the only thing that got him through was his faith, was his belief in God. And so he relied on that to carry him through. And after 6 years of being a slave, he escaped. And he went back to Great Britain. And while he was in Great Britain, he was going to school to eventually become a priest. And so he's in school learning the ways of doing this. And while he's in school, he gets a dream from God that tells him to go back to Ireland and go share God's love with them. I mean, can you imagine just, like, Ireland, the place that I was a slave at, the place that took me away from here and put me in that type of life? Like, you want me to go back to that? Man, it's just crazy to think about. Just crazy to imagine being in that situation of, like, you're out of it. You escaped. That life's behind you now. Like, you're good. You're free. You can do anything you want. And he chooses to go back to Ireland. So he finishes up his schooling. He officially becomes an ordained priest. All right. So now, with his reinvigorated life, ready to go back to Ireland, he goes back to Ireland to go and share God's love with people. And he goes there with the intention of spreading God's love, because at the time, everybody in Ireland was practicing paganism. So this is where they were worshiping things in nature. So they were worshiping the sun, they were worshiping plants, they were worshiping trees, and just lots of things in nature like that. So he shows up to help spread God's love by meeting them where they were at and kind of teaching them about God's love using what they were familiar with. So it was pretty cool, because he would show up to them and they'd be worshiping plants, and he would use a plant to show that, like, hey, look at this clover. you see how there's three petals in this clover, yet it's one plant? He's like, it's the same way with God. And he used that to kind of show the illustration of the Trinity, which is the belief that God is three in one. He's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So he would use the clover, a thing that is familiar to the people of Ireland who are practicing paganism, and he used it to teach them about God's love, and he met them where they were at and talked to them in a way that they could understand. It's just a really important message for us, because a lot of times we go back to people who have wronged us, right? And we might come at them, and it's like drinking from a fire hose with all of the stuff that we throw at them, and you did this, and you did that, and you did this, and everything. But instead, maybe we should kind of take some time to think about things from their perspective, and think about things, thinking about presenting things in a way that they'll understand, and thinking about how we can communicate effectively and share ideas in a way that is more receptive than us just blasting them over the head. Because St. Patrick could have came over and he could have said, the way you guys are doing life, it's wrong. And everything you guys are doing, knock it off. And he could have beat them over the head with, this is wrong, and you shouldn't worship plants, and you shouldn't worship the sun, and you shouldn't do this. And he could have like beat them over the head with that, right? But he didn't. Instead, he presented a relatable message with them in a way that they could understand. The cool thing about Patrick is that he totally would have been completely justified if he decided never to step foot in Ireland again. I mean, you think about it, like, if he decided, like, that place, I'm never going there again. That place, I was a slave. They took me out of my life. They threw me in there. They put me to work. They were mean to me. They abused me. They, you know, like, treated me poorly and wrong. And I'm sure, talking about Ireland, he could have been easily offended, right? He could have been offended. How dare you talk to me about Ireland? That place wronged me, and I hate that place. And he would have been completely justified in saying all of that, because you're like, yeah, I get it, you know? But instead, he chose love over hate. And he chose to go back to Ireland, the place that had wronged him so badly. And he showed love to those people. Like, man, could you imagine? Like, I wish I could take some of St. Patrick and put that in my own life and just think about how we can apply that to our own lives. How many times have we had situations, or have we had people who have wronged us in the past? And we're like, nope, I don't want anything to do with them. Like, but instead, if we took St. Patrick's approach to it, and we decided to choose love and choose happy over hate, right? If we decided to choose happy even when we don't need to, like, how much better would our lives be? Think about it. When St. Patrick went back to Ireland, he spread God's love in a way that really changed the entire country. So much so that when he died on March 17th, 460 AD, and that became a national holiday, like memorializing how big of an impact this guy made on this country because of the love that he showed and the love that he shared with everybody there. And as people from Ireland have migrated to different countries, they've brought this tradition of celebrating St. Patrick's Day with them, and they've have different kind of things that they do to celebrate. So that's why some places they'll drink green beer. Here in America, we like to wear green when we're celebrating St. Patrick's Day. But it just shows that by simply choosing love over hate, Patrick was able to change an entire country. Think about how much in our lives we can change if we decide to choose love over hate. If we decide to approach situations that would normally offend us with love. If we came back at it with, instead of feeling like these people have wronged me, I'm never going to talk to them again. Instead, thinking of how can I meet them at their level, and how can I choose love over hate and make this situation better. So, as we get ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, yes, definitely have fun, drink the green beer, wear green, have a good time hanging out, but also think about what St. Patrick did in his life and think about how we can apply that to our own lives. Think about the people that have wronged us. Think about the situations that offend us. Think about the times and the places that we don't like talking about and whatnot. Think about how we can go back to those and approach them the same way that St. Patrick did, by choosing love and not hate. Think about how we can get back to a place where we can view others with love, where we can view others in a way that we're not so mad at them or angry at them, but we can choose love and show love to them the same way that St. Patrick did to the people of Ireland. I hope that this message inspires you. I hope that this encourages you to go out, to make changes in your life, and really choose happy and share that happiness with others. And in doing so, others will see that happiness in you too. And I hope that this encourages you and inspires you to get out there and really choose happy even when you don't have to. By the way, when Patrick finished up his education, he became an ordained priest. His saint title didn't come till after he died. And once he died, then he officially became Saint Patrick.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. And you will be happy too.
And remember, just like St. Patrick, he had a pretty rough life. He had a pretty hard life that was full of struggles and challenges. But just like St. Patrick, remember, life isn't perfect, but that doesn't mean it can't be happy.
T-Base.